I'm talking with Adam Forsgren, the entertainment columnist with EastIdahoNews.com. And Adam, thanks for coming with us again.
No problem.
Well, Adam, I know that you were one of those that were very anxious for Star Wars with coming out and finally at the theaters. So now we've had a weekend of this. We don't want to be any spoilers, but worth it? Was it a good one?
Yeah, it's a really, really good place for them to start a new trilogy and to add on to the saga.
Will this be a trilogy again? Do you is this going to be three?
Yeah, they've already announced directors for the next two movies. J.J. Abrams directed the first one, and then they got two different guys for 8 and 9. So they're already looking. Then they're also going to be having standalone, what they're calling anthology films, in between their main trilogy films. There's one coming out a year from now called Rogue One that I guess is about X-Wing pilots.
Oh, interesting. So they're going to do a lot with it then.
Yeah. They're trying to have a Star Wars movie every year between now and 2020.
Every year between now and 2020.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So was this movie then? I, again, don't want to ruin it for anybody, but is it a goodbye to one group and an introduction to the other? Or,
kind of yeah and kind of no.
Okay.
You do have these old characters that are kind of showing up to shepherd the new characters into this world, as well as they're here to shepherd us into this new trilogy. But I can't really say a whole lot more than that because, spoilers and stuff.
So I'm curious. you bring in the old stars. You bring in Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford and all these that were stars in this before. Are they a big part of the new show, or the one that's just coming out?
There is a lot of Han and quite a bit of Leia.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of Chewbacca. I wish there was more R2-D2.
Not enough R2-D2.
Oh, I'm a huge R2-D2. My theory is that R2-D2 saves everybody's butts in all those movies, so that saga would be a lot shorter without him.
Now, Harrison Ford, obviously, since he did the Star Wars movies and where he's come in here, has aged tremendously. Did Chewbacca have a similar aging process, or is he the same?
You couldn't really tell from the look, I didn't think, but the banter between him and Han... they're like an old married couple. I mean, they're sitting there, they're arguing with each other. There's a really great running gag that they have about Han wanting to try out Chewie's gun that is hilarious every time they do it.
So a lot of fun then.
Yeah. I really liked what they did with Han and Chewie.
So, and then as they introduce the new characters, is this going to be something people are going to be able to, that weren't a part of the original Star Wars, they're going to be able to get behind and have as much excitement as the original ones had?
I think so. For one thing... The new characters give us a really, really good, strong female action hero type character, uh-huh. which is something that we definitely need more of in movies. There's another character called Poe Dameron, who's played by Oscar Isaac. He's like this really handsome, charismatic X-Wing pilot who's not in the movie nearly enough for my taste. I really wish I could see him in his own movie.
Uh-huh.
But I imagine that as the movies go on, he'll get more screen time and stuff like that, you know? I think that there's enough stuff for the fans that have been longtime fans that they're going to be able to enjoy this movie. But the whole purpose is to get Star Wars out to a new generation that maybe hasn't experienced it in the theaters.
So last question for you. Are they carrying the same theme? Do you think they're going to carry it in for these next 4 years with the force against the darkness? Is that going to be the same theme that's going to run through this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that'll continue. They're not going to make any detours and go in a different direction.
Well, it's called The Force Awakens for a reason. Well, I'm not going to go into it.
No, that's good.
But you find out why they chose that title, and it's very appropriate.
So you say out to families. Good show to go to?
I think you have to see it on a big screen.
Okay.
It's just one of those movies where, you know, it's just like so big and impressive, some of the stuff that you're seeing on screen, that like when it translates down to smaller screen, you're going to lose a lot.
All right. Well, it sounds like an exciting one. For those who haven't seen it, you want to get out and see the new Star Wars movie. Adam Forsgren, the entertainment columnist for EastIdahoNews.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.